This is 30 Minutes with GSW, a weekly podcast from Benga Samuel Wemimo Ministry International. May your hearts receive the engrafted Word of God and your walk deepened with the Holy Spirit as you listen.
Have to deliberately or intentionally tame or domesticate. They said, yes, this wild wind that if it blows in your favor, it will bring you good fortune. But if it blows against you, it will not give you good fortune. There are many who approach the new year that way. But we have come into a year where God is very deliberate about how he wanted us or how he would like us to approach this year. This year is not the kind of year you jump into just running like a headless chicken, which is why we are starting the year with meditation. Oftentimes, if you would sit down and be deliberate about making a plan, those you are entering the new year with might shoot off the cannon and just be moving. That you are in one spot is not an indication that you are not making progress. There are weights that we need to shed. Sometimes the very first thing you need to do in order to make progress in life is to self-reflect, to look at your life, to look at your choices, to look at, for example, okay, how do I spend my money? If you can just sit down and look at it, how do I spend? Okay, what do I need to stop doing? What do I need to do a little bit less of? How do I make sure that I convert my liabilities to assets? Do I need to change my present accommodation? Did I get this accommodation to impress people? Do I really need this kind of accommodation? Do I need something smaller so that I can save more? Do I move away from this area? Is it too far from my place of work? Do I need to move to somewhere closer so that I can reduce the cost of transportation? See, this very simple, almost inocuous or inconspicuous realities that we can just sit down and pay attention to will take us further. There are two things I do not like. When people pick a perpetual way of behaving, they do not know it. They turn a perpetual weakness into a habit. And then you will see them continue in that same place for so many years. I can't call him a friend anymore, but I used to have a neighbor. When we were teenagers, he had an advantage over many of us. His father built a house, we rented. And so in the whole of our estates, people would regard him, of course, because his father built a very big house. He was the last child. But even at that time, he would rather beg. He would rather take from you than give you. He has this habit. If he has some money, he would hide it. Those of us who are of the same age would go out in the evenings, walk through Agbogbo area in Ibadan, go from place to place to eat, to shoot pool, to play games. He would come along. He would do everything with you without paying a dime. Just hang out together. Every time he would say he doesn't have. When all of you disperse and everybody goes home, he would then sneak back to a particular place. Oftentimes we'll catch him by himself, now spending his money on himself. And all of us would laugh at that time. You know, some of us would say, "Oh, this guy, see the way he behaves. I'm not going to spend my money on him again. Oh, that's his habit. He likes behaving like that. Very selfish." We'll talk about it. You won't believe it. The guy is now 53. He's much older than me. And then the pattern still hasn't changed. Every time he sees me on Twitter, on Facebook, or it comes to my WhatsApp, it would come again to beg. I had to sit my children down. One day I had to sit my children down and tell them, if you start a pattern in your life, if the pattern is a pattern of weakness, and you allow it to become a habit in such a way that it becomes part of your perpetual way of behaving, it would inform the trajectory of your whole life. You'll be begging at 18, you'll be begging at 80. Once you start this pattern, this mindset that I have people, I've got to go to their DM, I'll beg them for 5 naira, I'll beg them for 10 naira, you will never stop. Once you have that habit, you go to people. Give me weekend money. And you are hailing people all the time. And people are very smart. Once they are you're a beggar, they begin to send you on these dirty chores. They just call you, what are you doing? God, I'm expecting a dispatch. Can you collect it for me? Because they know that you are. And that's how you just whitewash your destiny. You reduce glory to shame. If you are going to change the pattern of your life so that your life begins to do better, in a season of meditation, you have to be brutally honest with yourself. You have to sit yourself down and say, "What is my behavioral pattern?" Because all of us have a behavioral pattern. What is my behavioral pattern? Am I somebody who likes to cozy up to people, who likes to beg for favor? Am I somebody who is lazy? Do I procrastinate? Do I sleep too much? Do I leave things till tomorrow? Do I join a group expecting others to carry the weight, the bulk, while I just benefit? Am I a can-do person? Why am I still single? Do I go out at all? Do I make friends? Do I make any attempt? Do I just sit down and expect that one Prince Charming would jump down from heaven? Do I make any conscious effort to build? What am I afraid of? What are my fears? Am I afraid I'm going to turn out like my father or like my mother? Am I afraid I'm going to be toxic? Am I afraid that I'm going to, do I overestimate myself? Do I think of my too highly of myself? Do I have the right kind of friends? Am I keeping the right company? Am I a giant among tadpoles? Do I need to change anything? When you meditate, the first focus is always on self, not on God, yourself. Because the promises of God don't fail. You see, all those scriptures in the book of Isaiah that God said we should meditate on. Imagine that. Elisha gave that widow. He said to that widow, "What do you have?" And the widow said, "Oh, I have oil." And then he said, "Go home and pour it into a bowl or into a bucket or into a drum." Imagine that was all he said. Pour it into a drum and then sell it and pay off the debt. Or imagine that he said, pour it into a container. And he wasn't very specific about borrow versus borrow not a few. The thinking of this woman could limit her for life if the prophet did not deliberately say, "Hey, don't borrow a few, borrow much." Again, she could even be richer than she eventually was if she had a good way of thinking and a good relationship with people so that they would be willing to borrow her their thing. Imagine that she has always been somebody who will borrow and will never return. So on the day that the miracle was going to happen, she then comes to knock on your door to say, "Please, I need all the buckets you can give me." And they're like, "The one you borrowed last week, you destroyed it. Have you returned it?" And then everybody turns her down. It will then show you the place of self-reflection and adjustment so that all the blessings of the Lord that are for you in this season, you will be able to harness them. Be able to bring them in. It is very important. The prophetic service we had last week was of great concern to me because of one of the prophecies. All of us are siblings, and we've been together for some time. And so sometimes when you receive a word of prophecy, you can almost surely, even when the Lord does not mention the person by name, when you receive some prophecies, you can almost certainly see this is who the Lord is talking to. This is who the Lord is talking to. You can almost be very sure that the Lord is addressing somebody and that you know who the Lord is talking to. And there was a prophecy that came to me strongly about somebody who the Lord said is faithful, but he does not honor me with his substance. And that's why it's perpetually poor. Faithful, but does not allow his resources to mix with wine. It's always is in his head. I do not have the I do not have mentality are so limited in to the point where just everybody that's how everybody sees him. And so everybody gives him charity, no charity or her, him or her. Charity, just let me find something for this person. Let me find something for this person. But the Lord said that day that this person is meant for much more. But because of how he sees himself and how he has presented himself, and because he did not pivot out of that particular perspective, he did not change people's perspective. I'm like, no. Then that's how it will perpetually be. You should be able to measure the worth of your own strength. You should also be able to measure the worth of your own weaknesses. The one person who knows self more than anybody in this world is you. You know yourself. It is only God that can know you more than yourself. But if there is any entity you have absolute knowledge of. It is you. Therefore, if you are one of those who delude themselves or lie to themselves because they cannot appreciate who they truly are, so they then have to puff themselves up and lie to themselves and not face the reality of their lives, you are going to be swimming against the tide this year. There is a pattern by which God deals with us. You will see it in the book of Isaiah. You will see it in the book of Isaiah from chapter 1. By the time you get to chapter 7, you'll get the whole idea. Isaiah did not see himself at the beginning. He was seeing all the bad things the Israelites were doing, the things that they were doing against God, the things that they were doing against the law, the things they were doing against the work of God. So Isaiah began by talking to people about their misdeeds. He was seeing the fault in other people. So he would open Isaiah chapter 1, you will see, who art thou? Who art thou? Oh, woe unto you, trying to use negative scaring tactics to change people, to call their attention to their shortcomings. So, and he was seeing all the wrong things in other people. Then you get to Isaiah chapter 7 when he saw the Lord. And suddenly, in the light of seeing the Lord, Isaiah said, "Woe is me." He then saw himself in that light. He was like, "Hey, I'm also not better than these people." See? Because he had a moment of self-reflection. He was like, "Hey, I'm not better than these people. I've been calling them, I've been saying woe to them, woe to them, woe to them, woe to them." It is so easy to talk about other people. So easy to look at other people and begin, this one, that's how he behaves. That one, that's how he behaves. This one, that's how he acts. That one. And you will be saying all that about other people. Oh boy. Oh boy. You have to look at yourself. The very foundation of change is self-reflection. You have to look at you. You have to look at you in this month of meditation because the month is about going. We are in January 11 already. And by the time we come out of this month of meditation, we get to February and we begin to fly. Those who are still carrying weight that they refuse to shed, it would then seem to them as if God is partial. As if, how see. I was in Lagos a few days ago, like maybe, And while in Lagos, I was invited to minister in a church. So I went there to minister, and the church was deliberate. They invited myself and some other ministers that we started that same church together. That particular denomination, that particular church, that local assembly. Some of us started it in 2019, so 2020, 2020 February especially, we inaugurated and started the church. So the church wanted to go into the new year. They wanted a bit of declaration and prophetic word. So they invited me, and then they invited others who all of us started in that church. And when I got there, I saw one of my brothers. And at that time, all of us were the same. As in, all of us were at the same level when we started. And we began to grow individually. This particular brother, he looked at me. after the service. He said, "Oh, can I ride with you?" I said, "Okay." He rode with me. And then I just sensed that maybe he was hungry. So I said, "Oh, can I buy you lunch?" He said, "Oh, no problem." So we went to have lunch. "Okay, we've had lunch. It's time for you to go home." He said, "No, I still want to ride with you." "I'm going to my hotel." "What is the problem?" "Okay, get in the car." We began to drive. "Okay, where do you want to drive to? Where do I drop you?" He said, "I just want to ride with you. Just want to ride with you." So I was supposed to go to Ikeja, but he wanted the ride. So I just said, "Okay, let me oblige him. Can I never tell?" So I began to drive. I began to drive. I drove into Yaba, just drove to Unilag, began to drive inside Unilag. I just wanted, okay, he wanted the ride. Eventually, he began to speak. He was able to summon the courage and then to say what was on his mind. He said to me, "I've made mistakes. And I couldn't see it. And nobody could tell me because I was unwilling to listen. I felt I do not like criticism. So I felt that if anybody tells me that, 'Oh, you've done this thing the wrong way,' that the person just tried to pull me down. And now, a few years later, 5 years down the line, I've lost everything. And every time I look at you, I just envy you. I just wonder, what do you do right? I don't want to hate you. I don't want to dislike you. That's not the purpose of this. In my heart, I use the word envy, but in my heart, it is not envy of pulling down. It is all of us started together. Why is JSW like this? Why am I like this?" And I said, "I understand." I parked the car. I said, "I understand. But I'm going to tell you one truth. This is on you. It's not on God. It's not on prayer. It's not on fasting. It's not on the demonstration of the spirits. It's not on speaking in tongues. It's not on vision. It's not on anything like that. This is on you. To yourself be true. You have basically lived a life of a lie. You went off to start a ministry. You thought it was a competition. You are supposed to be a pastor. You are supposed to sit down and learn how to be a pastor. You went to give yourself the apostolic title. You went to start. You huffed and puffed, and then you wasted 5 years of your life. The others, I told him, the others that I brought together, look at their lives, not just me, look at all of them. They are making their progress because they were, I wanted people to understand their strength and then build on it. I do not want to have a kind of church where everybody will be bowing to one man of God and the man of God will be the one that is succeeding and do everybody food. I find that disgusting. But you are like, no, you wanted to do it like this person, to do it like that person. This is on you. But you can still change it. You can still turn it around. You need to self-reflect. You need to look at yourself and say, "Hey, I have to deal with this pride. I have to deal with this weakness, this laziness. I have to deal with this running mouth of mine. I talk too much. I have to deal with this habit of backbiting. I have to deal with this habit of taking in garbage on the internet and reading nonsense." You then, once you notice that these things are my weaknesses, I have to get out more. I sit at home too much. I have to have some self-confidence in myself and not see myself as somebody that is unlovable or that I'm not beautiful or that other girls. You have to come to that point where you see the weakness, you battle it, you win it. You see the strength and you stack it. You build up on your strength. But you cannot get there if you do not identify the problem. You want to win in 2026? Because 2026 is not a marathon. I'm telling you, it's a 100-yard dash. Once this race starts, it's a mental race. Once it starts, you will see how we will run to the finish line. You will be so shocked how short this year is going to be. And you don't want this year to go down as just another year. You want this year to go down as a year where you actually achieved the purpose of God for your life. So sit down and tell yourself the truth. Tell yourself the truth. Tell yourself the truth. If you really want to win, you owe yourself this one thing: to tell yourself the truth. Meditate, sit down. Take a pen, take a paper. Don't start with speaking in tongues. Reel back in your mind. Go back. Your friendships, why did they break down? What did the person tell you? Your relationship that you had last. What did the person tell you? Your husband, your wife, what did they say? Reduce all the, because sometimes people just insult you. Take away the bitterness of it. Is there any truth in what this person has said to me? Is there any truth in this thing? Okay, then how do I change it? This bit, you don't need anybody to help you with. It is you that will say, no, I don't want to go. People say, my mouth is smelling. If everybody says your mouth is smelling, then you must brush your teeth or find a solution to that odor. Don't say they hate you. Don't call them haters. If people tell you, if you get the feedback and it is not positive, it means you adjust and turn it around. If you will do this, deliberately look at yourself, look at your strength, look at your weaknesses, look at those things that you say you are not doing right, and change it. If you will do that to yourself this year, you are surely going to win. I mean, you are surely going to win. If you notice the behavioral pattern that has made you subservient to others, you do not have the royal mindset. If you change it, you will notice that your mindset will bring you to the place of your destiny. You will change it first within. It is the mindset that has to first change, and then the outward person, the soul, will respond to it, and then the body will begin to respond to it. That is the key for this month of meditation. At least for this week. When I come back next week, I'm going to move away from this into the second level of meditation. But what I've said to you today is very important. A lot of people want to go spiritual. They want to just speak in tongues and do declaration and say, I bring it in, I bring it forth. Oh, come back. That's what they want to do. But they do not have the capacity because they do not have the depth to receive what is coming. If you are going to have depth and capacity, you have to first focus on self. You have to drop every weight that easily besets you. You have to set yourself free and tell yourself the truth, where your weakness is. Don't insist that I know what I'm doing. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't sabotage your destiny because you will not listen or reflect. If everybody is lying, you shouldn't lie to yourself. If you do it right, by the time we are counting those who won in 2026, you'll be among the champions. You will be first in line in whatever field of endeavor the Lord has laid your hands upon. I bless you, and I declare that you have always been winning. It is well with you, and this year will be a glorious year for you in the name of Jesus. If you are blessed, please unmute and shout, glory.
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 Glory to God. We trust you've been blessed by the Spirit-inspired words. Do come back for more episodes. You can also visit the ministry website at www.gswmi.com for more inspirational content and teachings. God bless you.